This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado may soon review how police and other taxpayer-funded agencies use facial recognition software. CPR's Paolo Schalsetta reports.
Several local and state agencies, including police departments, use facial recognition technology for tasks such as suspect identification and security checks. If signed by Governor Jared Polis, a new bill would impose a moratorium on the use of facial recognition in long-term surveillance. A state task force would also review whether Colorado's broader use of the technology infringes on civil liberties. That task force would include attorneys, professors, and police officers. I'm Paolo Schalsetta, CPR News.
A group of community stakeholders wants to revitalize a 7-mile stretch of Monument and Fountain Creeks in Colorado Springs. KRCC's Abigail Beckman reports.
The proposed vision has 5 different segments, including a revamp of the north side of Monument Valley Park and a beach with tubing and kayaking near America the Beautiful Park. Chris Lieber is with landscape architecture firm NES, one of the agencies behind the idea.
Almost universally, what we have heard as we've reached out to stakeholders is a lot of enthusiasm. And quite honestly, we've heard the words, it's about time.
Taxpayers, grants, and other yet-to-be-determined funding sources would be needed to actually create the final product. City Council would have to adopt a formal master plan before anything could move forward. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
Rents are higher in Denver. They're up around 27% over the past year. That's according to the online rental site called Zumper. Median rent for 1 bedrooms in Denver is just over $1,700. And the city currently has the 15th most expensive rental market in the country. Temperatures are rising for Metro Denver and Colorado Springs today and toward the end of the week. This is CPR News and KRCC.